In Zimbabwe, there were fresh signs of unrest today as businesses were shut down and streets were deserted in the capital, Harare. Beefed-up security forces were charged with stopping anti-government protests prompted by charges of corruption and economic hardship. It was a similar scene in Bulawayo, the country's second largest city. President Emmerson Mnangagwa, under pressure to revive a stricken economy, says the protests amount to insurrection by his political opposition. In central Harare and nearby Mbari Township, banks and supermarkets were closed as police and soldiers patrolled the streets and bolstered checkpoints and roads leading into the capital. Ivory Coast President Alassane Ouattara has gotten the approval of the country's Electoral Commission to run for a third term in an election set for the end of October. Political opponents say such a move would violate the Ivorian constitution. Meanwhile, Ouattara has appointed Defense Minister Hamed Bakayoko as prime minister after his predecessor Amadou Gon Coulibaly died suddenly this month. The balloting is seen as crucial for the stability of Ivory Coast, the world's top cocoa producer, which has been rebuilding from a brief civil war that followed Ouattara's first election win in 2010. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam has postponed legislative elections for a year. This in the wake of the worsening coronavirus situation in autonomous Chinese territory. Earlier, the city had disqualified 12 pro-democracy candidates. Cited was their opposition to the new national security law that Beijing has imposed on Hong Kong. China denies that it's impinging on civil rights in the city, but the disqualified candidates include activist Joshua Wong and others who won a so-called unofficial primary, a vote held by the opposition camp this month. It is the start of Eid al-Adha holiday in the Muslim world, but the pandemic has cast its dark shadow over the occasion as the final rites of the Hajj are observed by small groups of pilgrims in Mecca. This is VOA News. Worldwide, the coronavirus death toll is 674,000, with a case count of 17.3 million. The numbers come from Johns Hopkins University. The figures here in the United States, just under 5 million infections and 152,000 fatalities. Next come Brazil with 2.6 million cases and India with about 1.7 million. Those two countries between them have officially lost 127,000 lives to COVID. Dr. Anthony Fauci was on Capitol Hill today talking about the pandemic. America's preeminent authority on infectious diseases was reporting on progress in fighting the coronavirus. Surging cases in the South and West have pretty much erased hopes for a quick rebound to anything resembling normal in this country. Fauci is once again making a pitch for the use of face masks, social distancing, and avoiding crowds to stem the flow of infections. And he said a total shutdown of the United States deepened the debilitating effects of the pandemic in this country. Appearing with Fauci, the head of the Centers for Disease Control, Dr. Robert Redfield, pushed for open schools, while he also bemoaned what he described as the country's underinvestment in public health. The numbers of confirmed COVID cases appear to be leveling off in the hotspot U.S. states of Arizona, California, Florida, and Texas. But infections are still rising in more than two dozen states, with the spread showing signs of shifting from the Sun Belt toward the Midwest. The Eurozone is reporting a 12% drop in economic activity for the last two quarters. Spain suffered the most, with a dramatic 18% drop. The plunge in France was almost 14%. As a whole, the 19-country European Union bloc suffered its worst decline since 1995, when records began being kept. The U.S. economy got more bad news yesterday. The gross domestic product from April to June was down at an annualized rate of almost 33%, the biggest such loss on record. One noted economist said the U.S. is in a very dark and deep hole. Mark Zandi of Moody's Analytics said it's going to take a long time to get out. 1.4 million American workers filed new unemployment claims last week. It was the 19th straight week the initial claims figure topped a million. Wall Street at this hour is mixed despite the strength of tech stocks. The NASDAQ early in the trading session was up more than a full percentage point. Consumer spending, a driver of the economy, rose 5.6% last month, though further gains could be jeopardized by the resurgence of corona cases in the U.S. U.S. President Donald Trump has been greeted with a chorus of opposition to his suggestion that maybe the November 3rd election should be put off because of what he calls the danger it'll be rigged. Trailing badly in the polls in his reelection attempt, Mr. Trump's idea has been widely panned by political allies and adversaries alike. U.S. law prevents any change in the November election date without the approval of Congress. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.
VOA1, the best music.